Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Hey, it's great to have you guys here, Britt. Just fantastic. Love the band.
Thanks, man.
I know all these people here. These are our VIPs, actually.
Okay, they're not just winners, they're VIPs.
No, these are not just winners.
All right.
It's more than that. They're VIPs, and we were thrilled to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
I don't know who writes your Facebook biography, but I picked this up there. I just wanted to get your comments on it. It says that whoever wrote this described you as tall and male without making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one, yeah. I think that was a letter between our cantankerous label owner and a reporter who wanted to ask him something, and this is from back in 2004. And I just thought it was like, that. It was just a good interview. Well, it wasn't even an interview, it was just a pre-interview where he was talking to the reporter.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, you took a little break here. Took a little break, a little hiatus, sabbatical. Was that renewing, refreshing, and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's... since the last Spoon record, I put together this band called Divine Fits, and Alex was in that band, and we put out a record and toured on that. So it seems like we've been gone on a while, but we've been quite busy.
Yeah, I'm sure you have, and did some. I know some of the other band members got involved with some other projects too. So everybody comes back together to get the creative juices going again for a Spoon.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty easy. I mean, it was really good to see those guys after not having seen them for so long. I mean, now I see them every day. It's no big whoop.
Well, this is a great album. They Want My Soul, and you use a couple of different producers, two different producers on this.
Right.
And the you want to comment about that?
Yeah, well, we recorded the record in two halves, and so we started out with this guy, Joe Ciccarelli, and then we finished it with Dave Fridman, who's well-known for working with the Flaming Lips and MGMT and a lot of weird, loud records. So and Joe Ciccarelli's more known as a sort of a pop, very straight-ahead rock guy. So it was a weird combination, but I think it... And we weren't intending for it to be that way, but it ended up being that way, and I think it worked pretty well.
Now, you use a lot of layering and production effects and this sort of thing. When you're writing these songs, is that the way you kind of imagine them in your head, or is it more straightforward than you say, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we went back and did this here?
Well, I don't know. Lots of times when I'm making demos, I start looking for some kind of instrument or sound that's going to be the focus. And so, so sometimes I am thinking about that right from the beginning. Sometimes you need that in order to feel like it's really coming together. Because there's songs and then there's recordings, and what we're making is recording. Well, we're doing all of it, but the end product has to be a good sounding recording.
And live tonight at the Old National Center, we're certainly glad to have you here. Please welcome one more time to Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio, Spoon.
Thank you.